This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today that China's economy is still growing, but at its slowest rate since 1991. April to June, the world's second largest economy grew at a 7.5% annual rate, and anyone connected to the global economy, which is probably anyone listening at this moment, should pay attention. Chen Liu is Deputy Director of the Economist Intelligence Unit in Beijing. Dr. Liu, good morning.
Good morning to you.
The Chinese government has been signaling this for a bit, that the government could live with slower growth in China. Do you think they can?
Absolutely. The Chinese government is happier with the slower growth. So I would say forget about double digits, or in a way, forget about the magic 8. Nowadays, 7, if not 7.5, is what we should be looking at.
The overall plan is to try to shift the Chinese economy away a bit from being so dependent on exports and maybe more toward domestic consumption. But then I see retail sales in China going down a bit.
One of the key reasons why the retail sales was growing so slowly compared to before, I mean, we're still talking about above 10% growth, but compared to before, this was quite a dramatic decrease because it was a combination of the anti-corruption campaign. Part of that is also related to the whole business confidence about not sure where this economy is going.
So when the Chinese government goes after corruption, meaning people in the middle, often connected to the public sector, skimming off the top, that means those officials are buying less and therefore that impacts retail sales?
Yes, because part of the corruption money will be going into various kind of spending. Now, for instance, we saw that there's this very famous Chinese liquor called Maotai. At its high time, the price was close to 2,000 RMB, which is slightly above $300. But nowadays, the price is somewhat half compared to just 6 months ago. So you can already see the sharp difference coming from the anti-corruption campaign.
Chen Liu at the Economist Intelligence Unit in Beijing, thank you very much.
My pleasure.